Episode 26. And I'm on a roll. Welcome to Heart Driven Hustle Midweek Healthy Bites. Take a 5-minute breather with us as we share insights into different aspects of holistic health to help you become the healthiest, happiest version of you. Which costs more, prevention or cure? It can seem like a tricky question to answer on the surface. I mean, with prevention, there is an upfront cost, but it is known. The problem with not going down the prevention route is the unforeseen cost. And this is always riskier because there's no way to know exactly what it is. And I'm talking more than just dollars here. I think time, money, and other flow-on effects as well. So if you think about your car, because we all have one of those, sure, I mean, paying for that annual service is going to cost a bit, it's quite painful, and you often wonder, look, can I just skip this one? But what happens if you do? Well, the car blows up and it's going to cost you a whole lot more than that little bit for that service. When's it going to happen? No one knows. It could be tomorrow or it could be in years from now. All you know is there's going to be pain involved. So now let's consider it in terms of health. And if we look at the traditional health system or Western medicine or allopathic care, whatever you want to call it, it has primarily been focused on curing disease. I mean, it is fantastic with trauma and accidents, but when it comes to prevention of lifestyle disease, it is not so good. By comparison, health coaching instead focuses on promoting good health in the form of prevention. In fact, holistic wellness and nutrition are actually the foundation of health and happiness. I want to share this little analogy with you, which I think sums it up perfectly. So a man sat by a fast-flowing river, and he noticed a person in trouble being taken downstream. He jumped into the river and he pulled them out to safety before collapsing on the riverbank. No sooner had he done this, though, he noticed another person floating by in trouble, and then another, and another. Each time he'd leap into the river to save them, and it was hard work. It was tiresome and potentially deadly if he couldn't get to them in time. Struck with curiosity, this man wondered where all these people were coming from. So he decided to take a look at what was occurring upstream. And it was there that he found a bridge that people were jumping off into a much gentler part of the river, thinking they could simply just float around and have a good time. But what they were finding is that the water then picked up in ferocity and they were in trouble and being pulled downstream. Now the man knew that instead of rescuing these people downstream, it would be far easier and safer simply to warn them about the treacherous river ahead and prevent these people from leaping into the river in the first place before they were taken on that dangerous ride. So if you think about that analogy, this is exactly what holistic health and wellness is all about. It's about taking that preventative approach by focusing on upstream before illness occurs through prevention and promoting good health, instead of trying to rescue someone with a cure once that disease or ill health has occurred. So what happens if you wait for a cure instead of taking a proactive approach to your own health? Well, you're going to end up paying for it in more ways than one. There's going to be financial cost, so things like your medical bills and other treatments to help cure the ailments. There's the time cost, so time to recover and recuperate. You won't be able to continue your existing activities either during the recovery phase. And there's that missed opportunity and enjoyment of life too whilst you're recovering. Plus, of course, there is the risk of not returning back to your original state of health. What does prevention look like though? Well, at a high level, it is about looking into every aspect of your health. So nutrition, movement, spirituality, even things like your home health, relationships, career, and so much more as well. And this is to ensure that these are balanced and they're cared for. It is about nurturing your mind, your body, and your soul. So ask yourself, what is the true cost of waiting until you reach your breaking point instead of spending that small amount now to keep yourself optimal health? Because in answering my original question, prevention is far better than cure. Thanks for joining us today. If you've loved what you've heard and are curious about up-leveling your own health, we're offering each of our listeners a free 30-minute discovery call and soul session as a thank you gift. We'll dive deep into your health goals, your motivations, and your desires so you're left with a feeling of clarity and inspiration. So slide into our Instagram DMs at journeytohappiness.mvmt. See you next time.